deletions or additions that anyone would care to entertain?
No.
Moved by legislator Mayo.
Second.
Legislator Lapp. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. On our agenda tonight, we have Suzanne Holt, Director of the Office of Business Services. Suzanne, the floor is yours.
I just wanted to, every quarter, I try to come to your meetings and give you an update. I brought some videos to show. I just want to see if I can get these set up. I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was first. Yes, please. There we go. So, just to give you an update about what we've been busy with, the big thing that the office has been busy with has been helping businesses, nonprofits, and municipalities with consolidated funding applications, which is the state's once a year grant process. And so that deadline was July 29th, and after we worked to help with all the applications, some of them were writing, some of them were editing, all different, you know, types of work depending on the business or municipality and what it needs. then I represent the county executive on the Mid-Hudson Regional Economic Development Council as a non-voting member to review and advocate for the project. So that process is going on right now. There's one more meeting September 12th, and then we will be waiting for the governor to make the announcement. So Ulster County, a lot of different projects went in, a number of rail trail projects.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to ask when you're going to get something.
Oh, it's fine.
You know, I get those invitations to those meetings, and whenever I've attended those post-CFA meetings, it's very mundane, kind of procedural. Are they just doing that to let us know that the meetings are open and we can be there, but it's going to be almost meaningless to us?
I don't know. It depends what your agenda is for being there. It was interesting that in Sullivan County, at the open meeting portion of the meeting, there's usually an executive meeting that's not open to the public and then an open meeting. A number of projects came and spoke.
Right.
And I think that that was really useful for the board members to hear from the people were at those projects.
Yes.
So I think from that perspective, it's very useful. I think if you just want a rundown of what happened and you want to call me and I can give you a rundown and you don't have to schlep to wherever the meeting is, it's a 7-county region. And
right.
So the meetings really rotate throughout the county. So if you don't want to go to Westchester or Rockland
right.
and you want to call me, I'm happy to tell you what happened. But if you're there to advocate for a project, then I actually think that those are useful.
And you don't think it's too late to do that, even though the ones
on September 12th?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not a voting member, so I don't know the deadline for when the voting members were supposed to turn in their. I'm guessing that it's already done.
Yeah.
So I know that if you're talking about the bulkhead project.
No, I'm just talking about in general. You know, being able to.
Because one of the projects, the bulkhead project, Mr. Iannucci had sent around an email to a whole bunch of interested parties saying, come. You know, talk on behalf of this project. I don't
right.
actually know if it's too late or not.
Okay. Just wondering.
So, okay, so CFAs, we're waiting, you know, we're still working behind the scenes, and then we're waiting to hear the governor's announcement. The other thing that the office is doing, which is new this year, it is community economic development. So trying to work with each of the municipalities on what their desires are, and then trying to help them to meet their economic development goals. So far we've met with five or six, and those meetings are continuing. So we expect it to be, it's funny, when we reach out to a municipality, they want to talk about their immediate needs, and a lot of that was CFAs. But so now we're reaching back out and saying, okay, CFA season's over, let's start talking about your long-term goals and projects that we could help with. So that's going on. We have two different marketing campaigns going on. We have the Ulster County Marketing Campaign, which is, with the Ulster County Marketing Campaign, we have two different projects that we're focusing on. One is the Tech Entrepreneurs. We started it last year and it was very successful. And so this year we're continuing that And then we're also trying to target people who are already here and love Ulster County, so vacationers and whatnot. So we have this the website, ulsterforbusiness.com. And then we're putting together right now a rack card to put at Mohonk and Rocking Horse Ranch and all the places, basically saying, you know, you love it here, you could live here. We've encouraged tech entrepreneurs to come up from the city and visit our festivals and meet with us and talk about moving their businesses here. And then we've made two videos this year. So if you haven't yet, it's ulsterforbusiness.com. The first video is our video from last year, but now these are our two videos from this year, so I just was hoping I could share them with you. This is, This is Dennis Crawley. Dennis Crawley is the founder of Foursquare.
Did we see that here?
I think you saw it at that subcommittee meeting that we had, but I thought, I guess the question is, would you like to see it?
We'd love to.
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Dennis Crowley. I work at a tech company called Foursquare. And I generally like to make things, make software that can bring people together and help to make the real world a little bit more fun and enjoyable for people. My wife and I bought a place out here in Marbletown, and we're currently splitting our time between New York and up here. And I can work up here when I need to, and if I need to go back to the city, it's just a quick ride on the thruway. Our first year up here, it was nice to come up and just be like, hey, we just sit up here and we don't know anyone and we're totally anonymous, and that's great. That's a nice change from the madness of the city. And then we started getting connected to other entrepreneurs and people in the tech industry up here, and you notice that there's like an opportunity to help. If you asked me 2 years ago, Dennis, you're gonna live up here full time, what are you gonna do? I never would have guessed I'd be starting a soccer team and building a soccer team and trying to build this community. And now that I'm knee deep in it, I'm like, I can't think of anything else that I'd rather be doing than this.
So I guess the European Soccer Club's had drummers.
It works. You know, 850 people showing up at every game. We found an amazing network of volunteers to help us out. Like, we're doing things that I never thought we'd be able to do. The feedback from everyone has been fantastic. And it's not just about filling the stands. It's about, you know, people want to play for the team. You know, the kids come from all sorts of youth organizations and from all towns to come over to see them play and to get autographs. One of the things we wanted to do was try to work with as many local businesses as possible.
Promoting it in Japan.
And now people are coming out of the woodwork. How can we help? What can we do? Stockade FC is really, it's a startup. And I'm really glad that we're able to do it in Ulster County. There's no way that we'd be able to do something like this in New York City. It's all starting to come together. I'm amazed that we've done all of this in like 3 or 4 months' time. And I'm thinking, like, well, gosh, if we have another, you know, 8 months to work on this in the off season, just think of everything we can accomplish and how great this would be.
That one's sort of both tech entrepreneur and somebody who came up here to get away from the city and then found Ulster County and made it his home. This is the second video. There's gonna be a third one too that's gonna focus on the current tech community.
My name is Garnett Harriman. I am co-owner of Green Addresses, and I am also a serial entrepreneur myself and serial investor. I'm currently working on 5 other tech startups, and everything that I need to do for those other companies I can do from Ulster County.
Hi, I'm Karina Cousineau, and I'm the founder of Karina Dresses. We've come to Ulster County to produce our dresses that are figure flattering, made with love.
We thought we needed to be in Brooklyn in order to scale and have access to labor and real estate and high quality fabricated material. All of that is available in the community that currently exists in Ulster County.
I think when you're in Brooklyn or when you're in New York City, you can't even imagine that it can happen somewhere else. I'm here to say it certainly can. I chose Kingston because it definitely had some of the things that I liked about Brooklyn. It's a walking town. Restaurants are just like the restaurants in the city. There's music to see, there's great yoga classes, there's hiking.
Lots of technology folks, like-minded individuals, craftspeople.
I could live here and find my community, and I could find my tribe.
And the best part about doing business in Ulster County is simple. I don't feel like I have to make all the sacrifices that I have to make down there in order to be around very like-minded startup entrepreneurs.
The quality of my life has gone up 200%. Just a better life.
She did live in Phoenicia and work in Kingston. I think she's since moved to Kingston. And then the last thing I wanted to just show you, as part of the Ellenville Million marketing, we hired BBG&G, and they've just created this incredible website, Find Ellenville. So, and we're actually, I just talked to Rick today about seeing about getting Find Newpaltz and Find Socrates and, you know, and rolling this out. But they did a really beautiful job, and I'm just going to show you one page just so you can see. I mean, they have great pictures. They have, you know, all the restaurants. And
is that Gabby's Cafe?
Go back up.
The ladies are having a drink.
Oh.
Are you able to track who's sharing?
That's Gabby's.
How these are being shared?
We are, and you were going to ask that? I've asked Raleigh for numbers, and I didn't get them in time, so okay. I will. But yes, we're tracking the whole campaign. Okay. Well, actually, that was for the Tech Entrepreneur campaign, and you're going to ask the numbers, so I don't have them in time. But Find Ellenville, I'm sure they are as well. That's okay. Through BBG&G, but
sharing them. I know I'm sharing them. I'm just wondering how.
I think they're doing. Have you you've seen them on Facebook too? They're doing a social media. So for Find Ellenville, they're doing Facebook, social media. They did an event, a biking event, and working with our, we also have a parks committee, so the Ellenville Million has 9 components, one of them is parks, on maps. So the parks commission is putting together the maps, and then the marketing firm is getting them out publicly so that people will know where to park to hike and, you know, after hiking, where to eat and all of that.
And people love the Reconnect map, by the way, everyone I talked to loves that map.
I think they took some of that and everything, so. So that's all moving along. And then the last thing I just wanted to tell you all, Legislator Jalon is not here today, but he had brought this nonprofit organization that helps municipalities in to meet with us a few weeks ago. It was a very helpful meeting, and if there's anything else like that that you have any ideas or whatnot, you know, just please feel free to call or let us know.
Okay.
Any questions for Suzanne? Anybody?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
We'll see you when? December or January?
December.
December.
Actually, one question about Dennis Crowley that I could ask you another time. Did he come to you very early on? How did you connect?
How did we connect?
I'm just wondering when startups
so
come to
you.
So
at the tech meetup, this is how unassuming Dennis Crowley is, right? He's, you know, a 26-year-old bazillionaire. And he came to talk to me at the New York Tech Meetup last year in Manhattan. And he was so unassuming that Raleigh handed him the camera and asked him to take a picture of us, like setting up at the booth and everything. And he did. And then afterwards, Cal said, "Do you know who that was? You know, that was Dennis Crowley. And thank he should have been in the pictures. And he should be the star of our campaign." But yeah, I mean, he came to the Tech Meetup, I think, just to... because we were sponsoring at that time, and he wanted to learn more about doing business in Ulster County.
Right, never judge a billionaire by his flip-flops, right?
Never. All right. Moving on. The resolutions for our September 20, 2016 regular legislative session. Resolution number 392, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered to by the county and YNS Technologies, Inc., Department of Information. Sylvia?
This is for the purchase and installation of a uninterrupted power source, UPS, for our secondary data center at the law enforcement center.
Very good. And those are the servers that keep everything moving.
Yes,
motion and second. Any questions, discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution 399, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county and Asset Works LLC. Moved.
Second.
Second by Legislator Berkey. Sylvia, the floor, please.
Asset Works is the vendor who provides the fleet management system for the highway department. It allows them to track service on all of their trucks and schedule preventative maintenance and pretty much
keeps everything.
Yes, keeps everything in line there.
Okay. Any questions or motion and a second?
Yep.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution 400, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county and Tyler Technologies, Department of Information Services.
Second.
Moved by Legislator Mayer, second by Legislator Berkey. Sylvia?
This contract is to extend the maintenance agreement for one more year for the payroll and human resources system.
Oh, we definitely want to support that. Are there any questions? Or all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution 403. Suzanne, is Kenny in there?
He's gone.
Hey Herb, what's going on? Herb Litz. Hey, were you gonna be here in a half hour? Alright, I'll tell you what, we're not gonna be here in a half an hour, so go on home, buddy.
On resolution 4.
Alright?
Oh,
alright. You're very welcome, Herb. I'll be there in a half hour. We're not gonna be.
That was a good one. That's a good answer.
Oh, I'm only on the watershed.
There's nothing I can tell you, and I'll go call Ken and see if he's around.
All right. We'll skip over that one. Appointing member and alternate member to the Ulster County Planning Board, City of Kingston.
Moved.
Second by Legislator Berkey.
Oh, Jesus. Could you
and
just
I believe
it?
It's
I didn't see what I...
Which one?
Yeah, the member being appointed to the city, I believe, is Giovanni Gagliardi.
She doesn't have her folder.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the one on. I only had a question about the resume in the online packet. Is there a resume in
there? Yes, there is. We didn't have the backup, unfortunately, on Friday.
Okay.
The S drive was down, so I couldn't put it on there, but I do have the backup in there.
Well, give me a second. I'll just get a chance to review that.
That's all right. Take your time.
I don't see it. Oh.
Yeah.
All the way back here.
Right before that.
Yeah. Right, and this is because Suzanne Cahill was having... Oh, she's being reappointed, is she not? Isn't that both for both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My one concern is that she does not attend planning board meetings, so I'm not sure where I would stand on this. Do you need all these votes for the...
No.
Well, it's on one resolution, so if she votes no, it won't fail.
3-1.
It's of what we are tonight.
Well, you know what? I'll vote on it because the other, because Giovanni is, is probably going to attend, and so that's not a problem. We haven't had anybody from Kingston for a long time. I would really like to see it attend, just as a discussion point. I would like to see them attend the meetings regularly, and
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling he will, and that's why he's been appointed,
mm-hmm.
because it's been vacant since Greg Swansea left, and
okay.
Suzanne Cahill has not been attending. My only discussion point on that.
Okay. Any further discussion? There was a motion and a second. You want to, I named you as the second. I assume you'd want to. Would you like to change that?
No, it's just with those comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here is all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? So carried. I want to go back to Resolution 403. It's authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a second supplemental agreement and any amendments thereto with the City of New York and the West of the Hudson stakeholders, modifying the 2010 water supply permit, thereby enabling the City of New York to fund a City of New York flood buyout program as provided for in the filtration avoidance determination midterm revisions with fewer restrictions in participating municipalities, Department of Planning. There is no one here from the Planning Department, and I had asked, I thought Deputy Executive Cornell was going to be here. What this is, the flood buyout program that came through FEMA, and there's a line drawn, watershed
yes.
north of the Ware, non-watershed down here. We have done, I know, five or six locally here, so the program is working, but this is the DEP is funding the watershed properties, and that's
mm-hmm.
above the dam, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the different funding, because of where we are, we're out of the watershed. So, but there's about 35 properties up in the Shandaken, Denning, you know, Phoenicia area that were affected and that are going to be bought out, or they're in the process of, and this is the enabling to allow the money, because, you know, there were the, I think we get involved because what the county does the title work, the surveying, the demolition, one or two demo companies actually comes in. Okay, it's all part of the process, but we are the local administrator.
Okay.
So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to not get a better, you know, explanation of that from someone in planning or from Deputy Executive Cornell, we can hold it off till next week, whatever you want to do.
You spoke to him, though?
No, I did not speak to him.
Okay.
I had heard he was coming. And
he was getting on the elevator when I came here.
Okay.
So.
Whatever. All those in favor signify by
saying
aye.
We didn't even move it.
Okay.
Should we move it?
If you'd like to wait for them, you know, somebody from the executive's office.
Well, this has been going on so long.
Yeah, but I don't think a week is going to hurt it.
No, that's
want to hold it off till?
I would like to.
Yeah.
There's a lot to read here. I can't say that I read it all.
Why don't we just hold it off and we'll act on it next week?
Okay.
I
agree.
All right. Resolution 170. Excuse me. Reauthorizing the update of the county-wide economic development strategy. With Hector's absence, Jennifer, do you want to just hold this off till he's back?
Yes.
Okay. And number two, Resolution 326 from Legislator Donaldson, establishing a policy of Ulster County bus advertising. He did ask, there is some discussion. He's working with a few legislators on language changes and things like that, and he asked that this be held, not withdrawn, postponed.
Postponed or no action?
No action.
Okay.
All right.
So no action?
No action. All right. Hearing none. Is there anything else anybody'd like to say? Bob, why? Oh, before you leave. This will be the last time we'll have Commissioner DiBella here. He is putting in his retirement at the end of the month, and we're going to...
I've had enough. No.
Thank you for your service and hard work to the county, Bob.
It really, truly.
All right.
Miss y'all, but... time to go into those mountains and enjoy myself.
There you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll enjoy your retirement.
Thank you.
So,
thank
you.
No, she's got a couple of years, so we'll be around for a while. Well, we're going to be around, but we'll spend winters in the warm weather.
Mm-hmm. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
If this afternoon,
I need your signature on all these wonderful things.
Yes, how are you?
Go
good.
Over to say hi to all the people there.
That's
early.
It.
Yeah, really.
See, I told you Herbie wasn't going to show up.
Yeah, you made an attempt.
He tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it has
So we're good, Mary?
I think it has to do with
And there's my folder back.
I think it has to do with the attrition.
All right, everybody.